This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with Asian American leaders during their visit to Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, offering support to the community after Tuesday's shooting deaths of 8 people, 6 who were Asian women. President Biden ordered flags flown at half-staff through March 22nd to honor the victims. Authorities in Georgia say the suspect in Tuesday's shootings at massage parlors around the metro area claimed they were not racially motivated, but were instead a result of sex addiction issues. Atlanta law enforcement said Robert Aaron Long had frequented 2 of the parlors. Police arrested the 21-year-old hours after the shooting spree. In addition to the 6 victims of Asian descent, a white woman and a white man were also killed. Police said a 9th person remained hospitalized with injuries. While in Atlanta, President Biden will visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for a COVID update, which comes the same day he said his administration's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans before his first 100 days in office will be reached 42 days ahead of schedule. Mr. Biden said a combination of hard work and putting the nation on a war footing against the coronavirus has led to the success. The president said that while this is a time for optimism, it is not a time to be careless. He continued to urge Americans to wash their hands, socially distance, and to wear masks. The European Union's Drug Regulatory Agency says experts have concluded the AstraZeneca vaccine is not linked to an overall increase in the risk of blood clots and that the benefits of use outweigh the risks. The European Medicines Agency has approved the continued use of the COVID-19 vaccine in the battle to contain the pandemic.